Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
This is The Morning Five. I'm your host, Michael Ware, President and CEO of the Center for Christianity and Public Life, giving you 5 minutes of news and scripture Mondays through Thursdays. Today is Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. Let's open with scripture. Today I'll read from the 25th Psalm. In you, Lord my God, I put my trust. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your path. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you, Lord, are good. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of his covenant. May God bless the reading of his word. Well, friends, I'm glad to be back. Glad that Melissa was with you yesterday, and I've finally returned from some travel that made it difficult to do the Morning Five. But back in the saddle, so to speak, let's get to the news, and there's actually quite a bit today. Well, first, big news. We've been covering this for a while. After really a six-month saga, Congress has finally passed a bill to provide aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Yesterday, the United States Senate voted in overwhelming fashion, 79 to 18. The United States Senate approved the House passed measures around a $95.3 billion package of aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. President Biden is expected to sign the bill. The bill also includes the TikTok measure. And so now TikTok has, and really ByteDance, the company that owns TikTok, has a couple routes to take to avoid TikTok being shut down completely in the U.S. within a year or so. It's unclear whether they'll be willing to sell off TikTok, so it has U.S. ownership, or there are a couple other ways that things can proceed and keep TikTok alive, but significant development there as well. Second news item, the Federal Trade Commission voted 3-2 to approve a new rule which will ban the vast majority of non-compete clauses for workers. The regulation will take effect in 120 days. The two commissioners who dissented from the majority said they believe the rule to be unlawful and that it won't survive legal challenge. The Federal Trade Commission said the ban, should it survive court scrutiny, would apply to all workers entering into new employment agreements as they accept new jobs. For workers with existing agreements, non-competes would no longer be enforceable, and so companies could no longer stop their employees from taking jobs with competitors. The U.S. Chamber of Congress, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, excuse me, has already said it will sue the FTC as early as this week for what it views as the agency exceeding its administrative authority. Finally, state legislators in Tennessee passed a bill Tuesday allowing teachers and school staff in the state to be armed. The bill authorizes a faculty or staff member of a school to carry a concealed handgun on school grounds subject to certain conditions. The bill now heads to the desk of Republican Governor Bill Lee. If he does not veto it, the bill becomes law with or without his signature. All right, that's the news for today. Let's close, as we always do, with Dallas Willard's version of the Lord's Prayer. Dear Father, always near us, may your name be treasured and loved. May your rule be completed in us. May your will be done here on earth in just the way it is done in heaven. Give us today the things we need today, and forgive us our sins and impositions on you, as we are forgiving all who in any way offend us. Please don't put us through trials, but deliver us from everything bad, because you are the one in charge, and you have all the power, and the glory too is all yours forever, which is just the way we want it. All right, friends, thank you for joining me today. As always, the Morning Five is brought to you in partnership with the That Sounds Fun Network, supported by the Center for Christianity and Public Life. Hope you have a great Wednesday.